The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The South Carolina General Assembly has adjourned for the year, but State Senator Josh Kimbrell introduced a bill just before leaving until they return back in January, seeking to override a possible Columbia City Council ordinance that would prohibit professional therapists from offering conversion therapy that attempts to change the sexual orientation of minors. The Columbia City Council unanimously gave a first approval of the measure back in early May. A second and final vote was delayed, but could be voted on in the coming weeks. On our guest line this morning, South Carolina Senator Josh Kimbrell. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Always good to talk with you. So give us a quick summary of what is happening in Columbia, how you became involved in this, and where we're headed with it.
Well, what Columbia is doing, this is about politics. There are several members of the city council running for re-election. One is running for mayor, and they're all trying to get to the left of one another. So they decided to put in place an ordinance that would ban a Christian therapist or pastor or mental health professional from providing any sort of counsel to minor kids at the request of a parent, even, to discuss with them issues related to potential gender identity confusion or sexual orientation. And they're trying to make it illegal not to just toe the line on that. And so it's pretty stunning that in South Carolina we have a city doing this. Regardless of where one is on LGBT issues, this really should be something everybody can get behind, because banning dissenting voices is truly un-American. And that's what the city council is trying to do, is ban you. If you're a Christian therapist, counselor, pastor, et cetera, you can be fined in Columbia, South Carolina, if this is adopted. And I feel like this is a very clear, and as the movie title goes, clear and present danger to religious liberty in South Carolina. So at the end of the session, I decided, okay, we're not going to let this stand. And I joined with a group. I'm the primary sponsor, but I think there are nine other Republican members who co-sponsored legislation with me that would update the medical right of conscience laws in South Carolina. We have medical right of conscience protections now, but not for mental health care providers. We're going to add that category in, so you can't be sued or fined or have a law passed against you because of what you believe politically or religiously, et cetera. And we are going to hear, I know you mentioned January, we're going to hear some testimony on that this summer. The legislature does have to go back. We have to go back in June to deal with some budget stuff. We're going to be dealing with reapportionment this year, and the chairman of medical affairs and I discussed doing summer hearings on this bill even before we get back in January. So there'll be activity. And in the interim, I have reached out to Attorney General Wilson and asked him to seek an injunction against the city of Columbia if they do pass this, because it's blatantly unconstitutional.
Yeah. Now, they passed this on the first reading, as I understand it, back on May the 4th. They were set to have the second reading, I think maybe even last week, but they delayed that. Now, do you think maybe your actions have caused them to pause and to rethink this whole thing?
Well, that's what I've heard, yes, is that whenever I request the Attorney General to review their ordinance, that they know they're going to lose because other jurisdictions already have. This isn't hypothetical. And Boca Raton, Florida, is the most recent city to do exactly, almost word for word, what the city of Columbia is attempting to do. And it was struck down by the 11th Circuit U.S. Court. It's unconstitutional. It's a violation of the First Amendment. So what Columbia is going to do here is, if they do adopt this ordinance on second reading, I believe the Attorney General will intervene. I believe they will lose. There will be an injunction put in place, and they're going to waste a lot of city tax money trying to defend against the lawsuit brought by the state. And so I think they did pause because they want to see what the Attorney General is going to say. If he comes out and reaffirms what I've already stated, which is they're going to lose this because other jurisdictions have, my hope is they don't go through with it and damage their credibility and damage the city's finances as a result. But You know, Joey, I never know, because politics sometimes trumps good policy when somebody's so ideologically driven.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, South Carolina Senator Josh Kimbrell, we're talking about this ordinance that the Columbia City Council is considering. A couple of the council members are saying that they believe that it is constitutional. You know, I just don't understand why you have a local government body like this wanting to inject themselves into a situation like this. I mean, this is a personal thing. This is a family matter. Why would they even want to be involved?
Well, Joey, I've asked myself the same question, but I've come to this conclusion. We have folks on the extreme left who believe that they can better run your life than you can, that they can better run your children's lives than you and I can. And this is about social engineering. They want to push an agenda, and they don't want any dissent. This idea of tolerance, and I said this in an interview with a Columbia news outlet just a few days ago. They said, well, what would you say to the LGBT community who feels like you are attacking them, Senator? I said, I'm not attacking anybody. I'm not out here trying to ban pro-LGBT therapists, but some of the more radical groups who support the LGBT movement are trying to ban dissenting voices who may be more conservative or traditional. I said, so what this is defensive rather than offensive. We didn't throw the first punch here. This is about defending people's religious freedom. And this right. That just blew their mind, because in their mind, they're right and all of us are wrong, and we shouldn't even have a right to have a differing opinion. And that's what these city planners and city council people keep doing, is trying to force conformity to ideas regardless of anybody else's convictions.
Yeah. So what's next, Senator? Do you think they will there was a suggestion in one article I read that they may come back and have a final vote on it in June. Do you think they'll do that? Do you think they'll wait on the Attorney General? Or do you think it'll just sort of quietly go away?
You know, I think they're going to try to pass it. You know, I'd be surprised if they didn't, because they've sort of dug in. Even when I wrote the letter, they dug in and basically said, you know, told me and by extension the entire state, y'all go jump in a hole. We'll do what we dang well please. And I think they're going to do it. I think they calmed down a little bit because of the media coverage of it and the Attorney General's review. I fully expect they're probably going to try to do something and save face among their base as they run into these elections. And I certainly hope that my friend Attorney General Wilson does the right thing and takes action to protect the religious liberty and free speech rights of citizens of Columbia. But even if he doesn't, the legislation's filed. I think it'll pass. There's a concurring bill in the House of Representatives filed by several members, I think 20 members over there. So I believe we'll pass it. The governor's on board, and I believe we'll overturn it. It's going to be overturned one way or the other. It'll be overturned by a court as unconstitutional, or the state's going to supersede it and say, you can't do this. Either way, this will not stand.
Yep. So what could happen is they could pass this ordinance, but then when you guys get back in session next year, your bill could pass, which would basically just invalidate what they're doing.
Yeah, we'll preempt it. It's state preemption. If we pass my bill, then that's preempted and they're overturned automatically. Yes.
Yep. Senator Josh Kimbrell, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate your work and, hang in there. Hang tough. We need people like you standing up for our religious liberty and our freedoms. The world's just gone crazy. I've been talking this morning about this story out of Michigan, where the Hillsdale High School principal is trying to tell the valedictorian that she can't talk about her faith, that she can't talk about her relationship in Christ as she gives her speech to her fellow students here just in a few days.
Well, Joey, you keep telling those stories. It's good to know that you're on the air talking about this stuff, and I do believe we'll protect the First Amendment here and across the country. We just got to keep pushing.
Yep. State Senator Josh Kimbrell, always good to catch up with you. Be safe out there.
You too, sir. Thank you. Yes.